The liberative dependent arising. It's the liberative dependent arising. Is a journey to liberation, to freedom. And there are two primary movements of practice on that journey. And many different practices kind of are included within these two basic movements. One is to let go, which begins with relaxing. And the other is to know, to recognize. Letting go, surprisingly, brings happiness to the practice. Knowing brings clarity to the practice. Letting go and knowing, the simplicity of knowing. And the journey to liberation always begins right where you are. In a sense, it's good to think of it as always beginning anew every moment so that it stays simple. And one of the simplest things to do is to recognize that you are here, here, no matter how distracted, caught up, agitated you might be. We drop the word here into the middle of it, not to fix or fight or get away from our experience, but to settle into the middle of it and know that this here, this is here. This is how it is now. And then if you're here, perhaps you can relax. Maybe there's something you can let go of. Anytime there's a letting go or relaxing, take your time to know what appears. What's here? Know it. Maybe at first here, it's just very broad idea of this location where you're sitting. But that's an idea. It's a name. What is it that appears in your direct experience with your eyes closed? Relax into this body, know this body, how it is. Here, in this body. Body is a name, an idea, and a kind of abstraction. Relaxing into the body, knowing what's here, maybe the breathing. Here with the breathing. Breathing is a name. It's a little bit of an abstraction, generalization. Relaxing into the breathing and knowing the in-breath, the out-breath. Those are names, abstractions, distinct from the experience of in-breath and out-breath. Here with the in-breath, movements, pressure, expansion, tautness, temperature. Here with the exhale, release, movement, sometimes a slight pulling in, but those words are names as well. Here with movement. Here with pressure and expansion, release. Relaxing into this experience. Knowing it. Maybe knowing it as changing sensations. Knowing the change. Here, knowing change. The sensations come and go. Relaxing into the changing sensations, relaxing with them. Knowing them, maybe knowing them not so much with words, but almost like with clarity. Clearly knowing, feeling, sensing, experiencing. Here. Seeing the distinction, recognizing the distinction between what appears and the knowing of it. Without making either one of them a problem or wrong, just two different things. With greater and greater clarity, it's possible to know there's the appearance of things and the knowing that they're there. The attention of these things that appear. Here, letting go of whatever is being held, or any letting go of anything which is holding on. And knowing no matter what is happening to you, you can recognize here. Perhaps you can relax or let go. Micro relaxations. Maybe you can relax the relaxing. Maybe there's a way of some point of letting go of letting go. Until there's just appearance and knowing of what appears. Knowing there's appearance, and the awareness of what appears. And in between the two, is where you can let go into. When all there is appearance and knowing of it. Even knowing is appears and disappears. And in the disappearing, you disappear. There is the appearance of things, the experience of things, and the knowing of them. Which do you lean into? Do you lean into the pull of the experience? Or do you lean into the knowing and the mind's experience of it? What if you don't lean? Things appear and they are known. Things disappear and that is known. Knowing something particular arises with the appearance. To directly know it disappears when the thing disappears. Knowing arises in passing. Appearances arising and passing. And if there's any contraction or solidity or hardness, swirl, it's connected to you being the experience of it all. Let that be known as well. Maybe you can relax that self. Even let go of it. the simplest knowing of what's here. Can be pulled into the world of karma through the desires and wants, compulsions of desire, karmic stream, or the knowing can be radically simple. With no baggage, no agendas, very little self. And it becomes carried by the dharmic stream. Regardless of what it is, all you need to do is to know that's the case. Recognize, relax, know what's here. One of the things to know is the quality of the knowing, the quality of the awareness. Is it somehow under the influence of the karmic stream of desires and aversions? The agendas of the self. As the practice continues and deepens, the knowing becomes simpler and simpler. It becomes a closely akin to clarity, clear awareness. Moving in the direction of no clinging whatsoever, no holding, no grasping, no solidification. No self. And in the end, it's not you that will be liberated. It's awareness that is set free. May you continue on this day being here with whatever is here, relaxing with what's here, letting go with what's here, and knowing what's here. Moving from the abstractions of what's here to the immediacy of the direct experience here. Thank you, and enjoy your day of practice.